side of my head.
Well, you were talking about this thing.
Ear.
Right, so this is my
left ear.
And the other one's
with my right ear.
Okay, and then you're talking with
a mouth.
All right, and then you've got a
throat.
Yeah, and the whole thing is a
neck.
All right, and do you have any other name for neck or throat that's kind of funny?
No.
All right, and then you have a dentist look at your
teeth.
All right, and then you could hold a baby bird in the
palm of your hand.
Okay, and if he got mad and doubled up both
fists,
but if he had just
one fist.
Okay, then you have these things around here, and you have them here where things move, can bend, and you call these your
knuckles.
All this and everywhere.
That's the elbow.
You,
no.
Where you? Well, some people say I have arthritis in my
knees.
Well, every
joint.
Yeah.
Joint.
Okay, and then the upper part of a man's body is his
chest.
All right, and then this is a
hand.
And two of them are
hands.
All right, and then you have the whole thing that you stand on is your
leg.
Okay, and then you have one
foot.
Okay, and two
feet.
All right, and then you bruised your
leg.
Well, right in front here.
Well, that would be your front leg, front of your leg, or your foreleg. Which would you call it?
I guess you could call that, but there's that place, you know, the hard bone that comes down here, and you bruise that right there.
They call it the shin of your leg?
Yeah. And then there's some people sometimes that they won't sit down right on the ground, but they'll get down and maybe sit there and look at something close on the ground. Mm-hmm. And so they'll be on their feet, bent over, hunched over, and you call that...
Would that be kneeling? That would be kneeling.
Yeah, well, you'd be up down on your...
You would be bending.
Well, if you're down on there, it's this part here.
That would be
And you're down on your
thighs. No. Let me see.
You call them haunches.
Yeah, I guess so.
How would you say it? Do you have a name for it?
No, I don't have a special name for it.
All right, now somebody's been sick for a while, and they get up, but they don't look too good. And so they say, well, they're still a little bit
weak.
You have any other name?
No. Well, sometimes they might say they still look a little pale or weak or something like that.
Okay. How about somebody who can lift real heavy weights? You'd say that person is
really strong.
All right. Now, if he's big too, you'd say he's big and
it wouldn't be strong. It would be what, muscular.
Yeah, but he's big, you know, like this. Mm-hmm. Now he's strong, so it's not all fat, but he's big and
heavy.
Yeah, that's a meaning I want. Starts with an S.
Big and stout.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's see. Would you ever use that word stout for describing butter that turned bad?
No.
Okay.
No.
How about somebody who's real easy to get along with? You call him. He sure is.
Kind? No, well, I guess that wouldn't be that.
You could use it, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's somebody who always has a smile on their face, and you'd say that
they're nice, or they're maybe pleasant, or...
Now, there's sometimes when children are growing really fast, especially when they're adolescents, you'd say, and they stumble into things, you'd say, oh, he's so
clumsy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.